This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Hi, this is The Father's Love
with Lindy Wey
and Bongani Msibi. There's definitely a solution to every question you have.
And together,
we will reveal the true nature of God.
Who is love?
Join us every Wednesday between 12 and 1 as we share in The Father's Love for your everyday life.
With Lindy Wey
and Bongani Msibi.
Be inspired.
Yep, we are here. Good afternoon, wherever you're listening to your daily companion, Radio K Pulpit 729 AM. This is Bongani, and of course, the beautiful Lindy Wey over there just joined me. Hi, sis, how are you doing today?
I am blessed as always, experiencing the goodness of the Lord each and every day of my life.
Awesome. I can see you glowing. What's happening today? It looks like you're celebrating something significant in your life and there's some glow.
Always glowing. I mean, the glory of the Lord is upon me. Come on. For me, really? Glowing is who I am.
It's who you
I can't
are.
Help myself but to glow.
Right.
Yeah, beloved, what a beautiful and wonderful day that our Father has really made for us to rejoice and to be glad. And we have to rejoice because that's what God has intended for us. It's a beautiful day. It's a day to celebrate, of course. As you said, I'm glowing. Of course, we're celebrating our anniversary today. The Lord has been good.
Who
is my partner? With you. The Lord has been so good, and it's by the goodness and the grace of God that we have come this far.
Indeed.
Yeah, we give Him all the glory. All the glory belongs to Him.
Come on now.
Yeah, so welcome to the Father's Love Show. Looking forward to spending this hour with you, even though it's not a full hour, but it's with you. And yeah, conversing together today, just the two of us and our listeners.
Just the two of us, and on this beautiful day as we celebrate 20th marriage anniversary. Yeah, that's me and Lindy, of course. That's why we just want to say to the Lord, we love you. It has all been by your grace. And here is Ronnie Mlawuzi to help us to say, Lord, I love you. So we're just saying to the Lord, we love Him and appreciate Him for the 20 years that we've been together. You know, my wife and I, of course, Lindy Wey. I still love her like it was yesterday. So yesterday I was celebrating my birthday. Thank you to all those that have sent me happy birthday, especially my K-Pulpit family. What an awesome, awesome message. Philippines sent me a very wonderful and a beautiful happy birthday. Thank you so very much, Philippines. May God continue to bless you and increase you. And tell you what, we are live on Facebook. And here is Ronnie Mlawuzi saying, Lord, I love you. That's me and Lindy were saying, Lord, we love you for all the good things that you have done for us.
Amen.
After this, we're talking about His grace is sufficient, because we've come this far. It is only by His grace. That was Ronnie Mlawuzi saying, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I love you. On your radio, Cape Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. your daily companion. You are listening into the Father's Love Show with Bongani and of course Lindy, celebrating 20 years of total bliss in the presence of the Lord together with this lovely lady. You can join us on our conversation. We just want to have a nice and awesome conversation today on the grace of God and the sufficiency thereof of it of our lives, especially us as believers. Because what makes us, or what makes Christianity different from other so-called religions in the world, you know, it's the grace of God. Because, you know, grace is the foundation of our Christianity. By grace the lost are found. By grace God's children stand in confidence. And, you know, today we just want to talk about, you know, the sufficiency of God's grace in every part of our lives or every part of your life. If you want to join in on the conversation, of course, You can send us a comment on our Facebook page, or you can just send us a WhatsApp on 081-7291-657, 081-7291-657. But if you have joined us live on Facebook, because we are live right now, you can just click the button below my handsome face, of course, the green button there, and send us the WhatsApp. Otherwise, just send a comment, man. Like, share, invite your friends to come and listen in on this beautiful conversation where we talk about the grace of God. Lindy, I know that you always say, you know, it's not about your own ability, it's not about your own, you know, intellect that we did, we have come this far. Because as we look back, me and you, you know, to 20 years ago, who would have thought? And it feels like yesterday.
Yeah, no, it does. It feels like yesterday. It's still so unbelievable in the way. But as I said earlier on, you know, we can only give God all the glory for, you know, keeping us thus far, making it through the storms and the
storms, yeah,
and challenges and the you know, the I don't know, can I say excitement, just the good things that we experience. I mean, in life we experience, you know, seasons, like we have summer, spring, even in marriage, you know, in life you know, you go through that. And as I'm saying now, when I look at all that we have been through, I can only give God the glory.
Amen.
I can only give God the glory, because I cannot say we've come this far because of our wisdom. We know how to love each other. We know how to keep each other happy. We know all how to do all these things, you know, that goes with marriage. But it's the goodness of the Lord. I can't give credit to anyone else but God. Not even myself. I'm out of the equation in a way, because the abilities, the strength, the wisdom, what I was able to do throughout the years, not only based on my marriage but my walk, you know, with God, it's the ability, the strength, and the wisdom, everything that God has blessed me with or has provided for me, you know, I can only give God the glory. It's by the grace of God, as the word says, I think it's in 2 Peter, where it says, by His divine grace, God has provided everything that we need pertaining to life and godliness. So that's why we are saying today, His grace is sufficient for us. And the grace of the Lord is sufficient for you. And you know, I just want our listeners not to think that we are talking about ourselves, but I believe that this is the word that God has given it to us for the listeners, that let them be reminded right now that His grace is sufficient. And as I'm talking about this now, the picture of, you know, we just came out from, you know, the pandemic, because I mean, now we are free from wearing masks, even though some might say, yeah, the virus is still around, but we no longer wear masks, restrictions have all been lifted up, and now all of a sudden, hey, there's this new one coming in. And I saw a meme the other day where someone, there's a two doors, there's a 2021 and there's a 2022 door. This other guy comes from the 21 door with a mask on, and then now he throws it away with excitement and now enters into the 2022 door. But then now he comes up, then he has like a picture of, you know, how a monkey looks. Yeah, like his face looks like a monkey. It's like, you know what, we just came coming out from from something, now we end 2022, there's this new, you know, thing, this monkey, you know, you're coming up. And another person might think that, you know, this is gonna be the end of them, but guess what, the grace of the Lord is sufficient for you. It's more than enough, it's all that you need. But you know what, I want you to Fundisi, to explain, you know, to our listeners, because someone might say, yeah, I mean, I hear everyone will say, ah, by the grace of God, I managed to do this. And when you greet other people that, you know what, yeah, it's by the grace of God that I'm still alive and all that. So maybe if you can just give,
yeah.
I know you said something, you know, what is the grace, but maybe give more, explain it more. What is the grace? What's this grace that people are talking about and all that? But before you do that, I want to read the scripture in the Amplified Version. How many minutes do I have?
No, it's fine. No, you see, Saints, I'm laughing because she wants to give me, but then she's
yeah, I just wanna,
yeah.
I just wanna read, because I was looking at the scripture,
mm-hmm.
you know, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9, and I love how it's explained. In the Amplified Classic Version, you know, mm-hmm. I want the people, you know, when they after the show, just to go through, maybe start reading from the beginning,
sure.
or even from the previous scripture, so that you understand how it came about that Paul will say, you know, how God will respond to Paul in this way with the scripture. It says, "But he said to me, my grace, my favor, and loving kindness, mm-hmm. and mercy, mm-hmm. is enough for you." Sufficient against any danger and enables you to bear the trouble manfully.
Mm-hmm.
For my strength and power are made perfect, fulfilled, and completed, and show themselves most effective
mm-hmm.
in your weakness. You know, as I'm saying, I just painted the picture of, you know, that person coming out from 2021, entering 2022, but they're now coming out with this monkey, you know, face or monkey, you know, cartoon on the face and so forth. But for me, I believe that God wants to encourage us that, you know what, my grace will always be sufficient for you. My grace, even right now, you know, this moment, I don't know what some of the listeners that are listening to us, they might be going through something, but God, I think this is a word for someone that is listening to us, that, you know what, my grace is sufficient for you. And I love how it explains here, where it says, you know, it's enough for you, and it's sufficient against any danger.
There you said it. You know, as you were talking earlier on, I wanted to take you back a little bit, but because of time, I just wanted to take you back a little bit when you were young, before you met this handsome hunk of yours. Just to check what scripture that you live by, and you have seen the grace of God carrying you through that, and you know, that kept you. You know, as we close off, you know, the youth month today, you know, on the show, you know, I would have loved to hear the younger Lindiwe, you know, what kept you going. I know that you're going to say the grace, but what scripture that you stood upon. But before we I dive into what I prepared for this particular subject, we need to understand one thing as believers, as children of the Most High God, as followers of Christ, that in John chapter 1, verse 17, the Bible says that for the law was given through Moses, but God's unfailing love and faithfulness came through Christ Jesus. That is in the NLT version of the Bible. What it simply means in the New King James Version, it says, for the law was given through Moses, and but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. Yesterday on my Facebook page, I posted that if you're rejecting grace, because there are people that are rejecting grace these days. You know, if you're rejecting grace, you are rejecting the very thing that Jesus Christ, the one that you believe in, came with. So, grace is the unfailing love and faithfulness of God. The unfailing love and the faithfulness of God. The Merriam-Webster dictionary defines grace as an act of kindness or courtesy or clemency. You know, Joyce Meyer says, grace is the power of God made available to meet all our needs. Let me repeat. Grace is the power of God made available to meet all our needs. As Lindy was saying earlier on, that it is not because of, you know, our own intellect, not because we knew how to love one another, take care of one another, but through the storms and through all the valleys and the hills and the mountains and also the flat surfaces that we went through, the smooth, joyful places, it was because the power of God was made available at that time to meet our needs so that we may be able to confront or look into, you know, and face whatever circumstances that prevail at that time. So grace is actually the power of God that is made available to you. If you are struggling in whatever area in your life with issues of life, let me submit to you, child of God, that God's power is made available because His grace is sufficient for you. So whatever it is that you're going through, as Lindy alluded to the fact earlier on, you know, quoting 2 Corinthians chapter number 12, I would like to read from verses number 7 to verse number 10 so that we may understand the context of it. Paul says here, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan to torment me, so that I will not exalt myself. Verse 8. Concerning these, I pleaded with the Lord 3 times to take it away from me. Verse 9. But He said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for power is perfected in weaknesses. And I want you to underline that. Power is perfected in weaknesses. In weaknesses. Therefore, I will almost gladly boast all the more about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may reside in me. That's Paul speaking in verse number 9. And in verse number 10, he says, so because of Christ, I am pleased in weaknesses, in insults, in catastrophes, in persecutions, and in pressures. For when I am weak, then I am strong. How powerful is that? Because Paul now acknowledges the fact that, you know what, I understand I have these weaknesses, I have this thought, I have these pressures in life, but I choose not to focus on them, but I choose to focus on the grace that has been made available for me, that is sufficient for me, you know, to be able to cruise through, to be able, you know, to even appreciate the weakness that I have. You know, understanding that, you know what, it is not by my own strength, not by my own might, not by my own intellect that I'm going to make it through. Paul, by saying that, was saying, I understand that this kind of weakness that I'm going through, this kind of pain that I'm going through right now, it is just but for a season. And it's just but for a season because, you know what, I have the strength and the ability to overcome it. I have the strength and the ability to cruise right through it, so much so that it makes sense when the Word of God says, count it all joy when you face various kinds of trials and tribulations, you know, because you understand that, you know what, when all is said and done, I'm going to come out victorious. When all is said and done, this is not the end of the world. You know, it is not the end of the world. After all, I have been made to be more than a conqueror. You know, I've got the ability, I've got the strength, not in my own ability, but in His sufficiency, in His ability, I'm going to be able to pull through. So what are we saying to you today? In whatever state you find yourself in, you might be having questions right now, you know, and you, with little answers, not knowing what to do. Let me tell you, all that you need to do is to tap into the grace that has been made available to you. There's a beautiful scripture, Lindy, that you live by lately this year. It's in 2 Corinthians, right? Do you mind sharing that scripture before we get to the song by Kirk Franklin, Free?
It's 2 Corinthians 9, verse 8. But I love it in the, I think it's the Amplified, it's the TPT version. It says, let me just go through it. Yeah, it says, yes, God is more than ready. Because I wanted to read for our listeners, because I know it by heart, but I just wanted to make sure I do it the right way. It says, yes, God is more than ready. Yo, I'm telling you, God is more than ready to overwhelm you with every form of grace, so that you will have more than enough of everything, every moment, and in every way. And He will make you overflow with abundance in every good thing you do.
Hold that thought. After this song by Kirk Franklin, we'll continue on that verse. Okay. Here's a song by Kirk Franklin, Free. Yebo, you're on the Father's Love Show with Bongani. And of course, the beautiful Lindy, ever so young, even after 20 years, she still looks very, very young to my eyes. I tell you. Love is in the air,
Okay, 729,
your daily companion. Yes, before we went into the beautiful song by Kirk Franklin, Free.
That was a beautiful song, hey?
Yeah, indeed, indeed.
Yeah, I think it just resonates. It goes with the you know, that topic today.
Yeah.
You know, that the grace of the Lord is sufficient for us. And here is Kirk Franklin saying, you know, free. You know, we have been set free, hey? We have been redeemed. We are sanctified. We are purified.
And it's because, all because of His grace.
It's because of His grace. And that's what, you know, the enemy sometimes can, you know, try to bring thoughts about, you know, through our, you know, thoughts in our minds. Mm-hmm. And the thoughts, I believe that actually someone who's listening to us might be going through that right now. And you know, the enemy speaking that you never amount to anything. Who do you think you are that God can set you free? But I just want to tell you this afternoon that by the grace of God and through the blood of Jesus, you are set free.
Mm-hmm.
You are redeemed. You are sanctified. You are a child of God. You are the beloved of the Most High God.
Yeah.
I, you know, I can't stop myself. Once you start talking about the word of the Lord, the goodness of the Lord, you can talk all
day. I know. Can I have the mic? Yeah.
You can
you.
Go ahead, sir.
Yeah. Look, it's true what you've just said, Linda. It's very, very true. That indeed, you know, the enemy tries to, you know, steal the joy.
Mm-hmm.
But most importantly, I just want to dive in right now onto the scripture that I asked you to refer to in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 8, which says that, and God is able, let's just start there, God is able, you know, to make every grace.
Yeah,
you know, if I was in church, I was going to say to them, say every grace. You know, God is able to make every grace overflow to you, not just flow, overflow to you, meaning the power made available for you to face whatever circumstance of life. Our God is able to make every grace. He's able to make that power, that ability, that strength that you need, you know, to come out of that miry clay, to come out of that challenge that you're going through, to come out of lomkowo that you're going through. If you're koisha, you know, if you're having it hard right now, if you're facing challenges, you're facing any anxiety attacks, let me submit to you, child of God, that this verse is saying God is able, meaning you just need to allow Him to. He's able to make every grace overflow to you, the strength that you need. If you're crying and say, I don't have strength, if you're crying to say, I don't have the capacity, I don't have the ability, I don't have the skill sets, you know, to do this task that I've been given, the Bible is saying to us today, God is able to make every grace, meaning grace specific for your need, grace specific for the challenge, grace specific, you know, for whatever task or project that you have. Our God is able to make that grace available to you and, you know, to overflow to you, so that in every way, always having everything you need.
Come on.
Come on now. Always having everything you need. You know, Jesus brought something awesome.
Sure.
Jesus brought something awesome to us, you know, when the Bible says in John 1, verse 17, that, you know, Moses came with the law, but Jesus came with grace and truth. Jesus came with something super amazing. Grace, called grace. That's why when you reject this thing, I don't know, child of God, what you are rejecting right now. You know, always having everything you need, you may excel in every good work.
What vision is that?
I tell you. Go find it.
I'm busy searching. I'm like, where go find is it coming from?
Always having everything you need. You may excel in every
come
good
on
work. Sometimes saints just need to go and search these things for themselves. These things of telling
okay
them where it's found. You
as
know, it makes people to be lazy not to search the
scripture
and
ne?
Search for themselves.
All
you know,
right,
this thing of
right
showing people the direction. But now we're just being fair. We're giving you 2 Corinthians 9 verse 8. So you
yeah
must go find
search,
the vision.
You know, maybe, yeah.
Go
you go through all the vision.
There you go. That's what I wanted to say. Amen. So we are saying 2 Corinthians 9 verse 8 says, and God is able to make every grace overflow to you.
Yeah.
Every grace overflow to you.
Overflow.
So that in every way, always having everything you need, you may excel in every good work. God doesn't want you just to do the work and get over and done with it. But you must excel. So he has given you the ability, has given you the power, he has made the power available to you, for me and you, so that, you know, in whatever place we might find ourselves in whatever project or task we might find ourselves in whatever examination that you are facing, whatever module that you are dealing with and you think it is difficult for you, whatever subject, can it be mathematics, you think it is difficult, we are here to submit to you that the word of the Lord says God has made it available for you.
He
is able to make every grace overflow to you. The question is, have you asked for it? If you have not asked for it, it's about time, child of God, that you kneel and ask for it. You know, I read somewhere, Jay Hudson Taylor says, it does not matter where he places me. It does not matter how he places me. That is rather for him to consider than for me. He says, for the easiest position, he must give grace. And in the most difficult, his grace is sufficient. So in whatever situation I find myself in, this guy is saying, you know what, God is gives me the grace even for the easiest task. He gives me the grace even for the hardest task.
Come on.
So if God places me in great perplexity, he will give me guidance. He will give me grace to navigate through in whatever circumstances, child of God, in circumstances of great pressure and trial, my strength is given to me. So mine was never to be, you know, in want, in lack, but God makes sure that he gives me the grace that is sufficient. And guess what? Grace is also sufficient in sin.
Of course.
How awesome is that? That in Romans chapter 5 verse 20 it says, where sin is multiplied, grace multiply even more. Grace is greater than all our sins. You can't out-sin God's grace. You can't out-sin God's grace. You may have as many sins as sand on the beaches or the stars in the skies or gallons of water in the ocean, but God's grace is sufficient for you. It exceeds your sin. But you know, you say, but you don't understand. I have cheated on my husband. I have cheated on my exam. I have abused my wife and children. I have stolen. I have cursed God. I have murdered. Listen here. Where sin abounds, grace abounds all the more. The Bible says so.
Amen.
Grace abounds all the more. But yes, I know what other people are going to say. I know what the religious people are going to say. Now, do we have the license to sin? Certainly not. The Romans chapter 6 verse 1 says, Paul says, certainly not. Far be it. As a matter of fact, the goodness of the Lord brings us to repentance. When you understand the grace, you'll understand that, you know what? After I've seen how good God is in my life, that he has supplied everything that I need, you know, pertaining to life and godliness, that God wishes nothing but the best for me, that God is for me and not against me, guess what? I will sin not. I will not hurt, you know, my wife. After I've known how much my wife loves me, appreciates me, is faithful to me, guess what? I will remain faithful to her. I don't want to hurt her. I don't want to bring shame. I don't want to bring disgrace to her. Because you know what? Because of his love for me. Because he's able, you know, to lay down his life. I mean, her life for me. I can't help but to be good to her. Come on now. So when you understand grace, when you understand, because I think what is important on Alindiwe, what we need to do probably is to come and talk about the true nature of God. The true nature of God, because a lot of us, we don't know who God is. We know about Him, we don't know Him, because we haven't taken time really to get to know God for who and what He really is.
Yeah, you're preaching.
I'm preaching. You said I must talk about it.
Yeah,
so
no,
I can
no,
see you've been searching and writing, and you wanting to say something. Do you want to say something before we go to the song?
I am so blessed. How many minutes do we have?
No,
but with all that you are saying, you know, sometimes you know the scripture, you probably understand or not. You know the scripture, but at times you don't receive it by heart, because it's a different thing when you know the scripture in your mind, but then when you receive the scripture in your heart, then that's a different thing, because that's when the word begins to work in our lives. So I've heard, yes, it becomes alive, and I've heard this, you know, this teaching, I've read the scripture so many times, but you know, God is speaking to me in a different way today, and I'm so blessed, and I'm so glad that I'm here to be able to receive that, and I believe that our listeners are, you know. And I love the fact that you spoke about that, you know what, the grace of the Lord, like the description that you spoke about, Ayla, that you know, the grace is the power of God made available to meet all our needs. Because sometimes when we go through challenges or go through something, and you feel like, oh, the enemy really brings you into that place, because no, God cannot save you in this area, or God cannot come through in this area. But for the fact that you said it's power that has been made available to meet all our needs, come on, what more do we want? Because it's there already. The only thing that we need to do is to partake of it. And I'm not going to say like we need to pray and ask. God has already provided for us for it. The only thing that we need to do is to receive it and partake it. It's already there.
It's already there.
And then when
it's
we come back, we have a message from Tika, our favorite listener. You know, she always encourages us. So when we come back, I'll read her message.
Okay, we are not going anywhere. We are here.
You're listening to Father's Love on Radio K Pulpit 729 AM.
Yes, it's true. You're listening to the Father's Love.
That was
show.
A quick break.
I'm telling you, we're just getting somewhere. Yes, what is Tinka saying to us?
Tinka is saying, Pastor Bongani, I would like to congratulate you on your birthday. And that you enjoyed yesterday, and thank you for this program where the amazing word of God is always the topic.
Amen.
We can listen to and be enriched through God's grace. May your year overflow with the richness of our loving Father's blessings.
Hallelujah.
And I know that the two of you will grow from strength to strength in your marriage because of who you are in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Congratulations. Thank you so much, Tinka.
Thank you so much, Tinka. We love you so much. You know, Lindo, in 1 Peter chapter number 5, verses 10, the Bible reads, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10, to those that are writing, it says, now the God of all grace, you know, again, if I was in church, I was going to ask them, say all grace. Now the God of all grace, who called you to His eternal glory in Christ Jesus, will personally restore, establish, strengthen, and support you after you have suffered a little.
What?
If you think that you have suffered in life. Okay, let me read it again, because it says, what? It says in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10, it says, now the God of all grace, the God of all grace, who called you to His eternal glory in Christ Jesus, will personally restore, establish, strengthen, and support you after you have suffered a little.
Yeah.
I want you to notice the four things that the that the God of all grace will personally do to you. Number one, He will restore. God will restore. If your life is falling apart, God can restore it. If your marriage is falling apart, God can restore it. Because He's the God of all grace. He's the God of all grace. Grace to restore. Some of you, you know, you look at the mess you are in and wonder how you will ever get back.
Yeah.
I want you to know that God restores lives in the midst of suffering. Number two, you know, what the God of all grace can do personally is that God will establish. When you think of God establishing you, you know, when I think about God establishing me, I immediately think of a house on the rock. No matter what comes against it, you can be established. You know, it can be established because of God's grace and His power. God will strengthen and God will support.
Okay.
So whatever that you're going through, know that, child of God, even if you have suffered a little, something that I want you to notice before you continue is that the Bible says, you know, if you have suffered a little, it can also be translated to say, if you have suffered a little while, or for a small extent.
Okay.
This is important because our focus is not on the temporary things. Our focus should be on the eternal. Remember that God works in and for eternity. If you don't feel like God is answering your prayers, be patient.
Okay.
Our rock foundation is in the hope of heaven. I don't have time to talk about that. That this grace doesn't end here, Lindy.
Yeah.
This grace is eternal.
It's eternal, ne?
Even in the age to come, the grace of God would still be available. Pastor, where do you take that from? I don't have time. I don't have time to share this with you, but I'm just going to give you the verses right now. 1 Timothy 1, verse 15 and 16. Talks about the grace of God that is sufficient in salvation. It says, this is a saying trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, and I am the worst of them. Verse 16, but I have received mercy because of this, so that in me, the worst of me, Christ Jesus might demonstrate the utmost patience as an example to those who would believe in Him for eternal life. Ephesians 2, 6 and 7 says, He also raised us up so that in the coming ages, He might display the immeasurable riches of His grace in His kindness to us in Christ Jesus. In the coming ages.
Is that still First Timothy?
No, that's Ephesians 2, verse 6 and 7. So, in the coming ages, meaning, child of God, this grace does not end now. It's eternal. So stop focusing on the temporary things, the suffering, the little that you're going through, because everything under the sun has an expiry date. But His grace is sufficient for you.
Hallelujah. What more can I say? My final words, ne? So many things that is going through my mind right now, but for what really, really stood out for me, and I believe that it also stood out for our listeners today, that, you know what, Lindiwe, the grace of God, the power of God is made available to me for my every need. The only thing that I need to do, I believe that whatever that stands in my way, in me partaking of that which God has already provided for me, is that I'm not focusing on His word. I'm focusing on anything else, or I'm focusing on what the enemy is doing. So my last word for you and to me as well is that let us focus on the promises of God.
Come.
Because His promises are yes and amen.
Amen. On that note, this is the Father's Love Show. Bongani and Lindiwe, MCB, signing out on this beautiful show where we say there's a solution to everything that you're going through, and it's found in the Word of God.
Isn't that amazing?
We trust that today you have found a solution to whatever that you're going through in your life currently, and it's called the grace of God.
The grace of God is sufficient
for you. So at the top of the hour, Gilmer is here with the news and lives still. So don't you change that dial. This is your daily companion. Where else can you be? Till next time, same place, same time.
Have a blessed week ahead.
There you go.
Give your faith feet and wings. Be part of our family at Radio Cape Pulpit on 7 to 9 a.m. Ringing the bells of life.
This insert was brought to you by Radio Cape Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit capepulpit.co.za.